Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. Brian is not here today. I'm going to handle this one. Should be fine. It should be a smooth move. Play on words. Today I'm here with Reed Hovis of Smooth Move. Smooth Move is the top moving company in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. They are a full service residential and commercial movers moving company. They can help you whether you're moving within the city of Rock Hill or to any one of the neighboring cities in York County and South Charlotte too, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, Reed Hovis, Smooth Move, welcome to the Jones Zone, man. Good to have you.
Glad to be here.
Well, that was a real quick, brief introduction of who you are and what you guys do, but if you don't mind sharing a little bit of your personal story and some of your professional background and then how you got into owning and operating Smooth Move.
Absolutely. Thank you for that introduction and appreciate the opportunity to be here and speak to all the prospective homeowners and buyers and all the good stuff going into moving and storage throughout York County. We have been open a little over almost 3 years here in Rock Hill. We've been operating between two locations, one down in Charleston, South Carolina, which has been open around 5 years, and one in Rock Hill, South Carolina for almost 3 years now. We really established this company with the need for there to be a local, homegrown, trusted moving and storage service in York County. Having grown up in York County, being the youngest of four boys, born and raised in Rock Hill, we've seen how much the area has grown, particularly Fort Mill and particularly Rock Hill, and how much it's going to continue to grow, and really just saw a need to provide a service that folks could trust, that could be dependable, that could follow up and could really meet any kind of questions and answer any kind of questions they have about what do I do when I move, who do I call, who can I trust, who's going to be able to do what they say they're going to do with so many unknowns that go into the process of buying or selling a property, and time being of the essence. We've really found that if we could come in, be responsive, put a smile on our face, say yes ma'am, no ma'am, and really get to work, that we would at least have an opportunity to be successful, and thus far it's worked out for us.
Excellent. You know, moving might be the single, other than like the transaction, I think moving your stuff might be the most stressful of it all.
It is. It's funny. You know, one of the things that we found whenever we started looking into starting this business was that on the list of most stressful things that people go through in their life, losing a loved one, a divorce, and moving are the top three.
Yeah.
So we, as bad a company as that is, we try to make put a positive spin on that top three.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned your family is from Rock Hill. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your personal story? Where did you go to school and college, and what did you do before Smooth Move?
Absolutely. From a very early age, I grew up within the sports community of Rock Hill through Cherry Park, through at that time Rock Hill Soccer Club, which has now blossomed into Discovery Soccer, Discovery Soccer Club, and that really is kind of what set me on my course of what I pursued from high school on to Clemson, where I graduated in 2011, studied health science, and really went into that major with wanting to know that I wanted to service the community in some kind of health capacity. Oddly enough, around that same time, the job market took a little bit of a turn, so I was fortunate enough to graduate from Clemson in 2011 and get on down to Charleston, South Carolina. And down there, I actually manufactured and formulated injectable pharmaceuticals, which the majority of those drugs were for cancer patients. And I found that while it wasn't the level of service that I had anticipated, I figured I would probably do something very direct and hands-on. I found that I did find some happiness in servicing the community from that aspect. But within doing that, I still had a longing for getting back to servicing the community and getting a hands-on approach. And every summer from the time I was 15 until I was 22, I volunteered and worked at YMCA's Camp Cherokee in Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Okay.
Where every week I was in charge of, I guess, really mentoring and being responsible for a group of young men from the age of 7 to 15. And I found that that really was what I was passionate about. I could be myself. I could try and be a positive role model for them. And I found the same to be true with the guys that work with me every day now and the community where we work at. Again, it's a very stressful thing, and camp can be a very stressful thing too when you have a mix of cultures and a mix of ages and all type of different things going on. And started volunteering on the weekends for the Charleston location and found that I really was in line with what I wanted to try and do with my life and what I wanted to try and do to the community in Rock Hill, and just the opportunity to be able to provide a service that previously wasn't there was an opportunity. And it's been great being able to work with the fine folks in Fort Mill, York, Clover, Chester, Rock Hill, Lancaster, and it keeps growing, and they're allowing us to be a part of that growth, so it's been fantastic.
That's cool, man. So you graduated college with a degree in health sciences. You got into the pharmaceutical production industry, working with Smooth Move in Charleston on the weekends, and then you said, you know what, I'm going to open my own Smooth Move in Rock Hill.
That's it. Yes, sir.
I'm following you correctly.
It was nice. I was able to to work hard and save some money, and it allowed me the opportunity to invest with my brother and work with my family. And with little more than a dollar, a dream, and a moving truck, we started. It was just me in a 26-foot truck then in 2015, and now we've grown to having 8 26-foot box trucks in our fleet. We have mobile containers that we started offering, which is our version of being able to offer portable on-demand storage for folks. And it's been great. We've grown from having myself to now we have 16 full-time employees that we're able to keep busy year round, so we are blessed.
Yeah. Jeez, man. So you work with your brother?
I do, my brother and myself. Oh, God. My oldest brother Brian. 10 years of difference between us, so a lot of experience, wow. A lot of gray hairs between us too.
A younger brother named Brian. Who would have thought? Oh, jeez. That's really cool, man. So walk me through kind of the mindset. I mean, were you searching for something different? Were you not? I mean, what? Those are two extremes. You got to admit, you know, making pharmaceuticals versus owning a moving company. So I mean, walk me through a little bit of that. I mean, what was that like?
Absolutely. I mean, I found that going in, day out, I was very blessed to be able to find a job straight out of college, and got to work every day at 6 and left at 3:30. It was down in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, which, if anyone's ever visited there, is a dreamland, and especially a great place for a young man to be. But I've always been a very driven person in terms of what I can offer. With my personality, with my leadership skills, I'm very much someone that leads and doesn't like to follow. I like to question things, and I like to be able to be direct. And I found that I really didn't have much of an opportunity for growth where I was at least in terms of the timeline that I'd given myself. I worked down there for 3 years, and everyone, I think, in their first job comes in with the mindset of let's make it a year and see where it goes, and then hey, let's make it another year and see where it goes. But I found that a lot of the folks that I was working with down there just got stuck in the rut of doing the same thing, going to the same place, punching the clock every day, which there's nothing wrong with. Well, this community, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, was built on that. I'm able to have this opportunity because my grandfather did that at the mills in Rock Hill. But to each is their own. And for me, I found that being able to express my personality, my creativity, and being able to really set the pace for what service we were providing was something that I had been longing for. And just the opportunity to be able to create something from scratch, to direct it in the way that I wanted to be able to be responsive for people, to really be the person in charge. So if something went great, I know that it was because of myself and the people that work with me, and if something goes wrong, it's because of me. So I'm willing to share in the success with my guys, but also shoulder the blame when we're not successful.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what I was looking for, and I found it.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so you started off with just you and a truck. I mean, were you, how did you get over kind of the fear of launching your own thing, and then... I mean, would you just kind of keep your head down and keep going? How did it grow as much as it did?
That's what it was. It was a lot of those, I guess early on it was a lot of sales, but it's kind of hard to have sales when you don't have a proven product, is what I found. So it's just a matter of, hey, can I go meet with Miss Sydney Crane at Keller Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I go meet with Miss Colleen Cousins at Allen Tate? Can I go speak with Stephen Cooley? All I need is an opportunity. If you just give me the opportunity, I don't care if I have to do the first move for free. I just want to show you the difference between me and any of my competitors. What it's going to be is I'm going to communicate with you. I'm going to come. I'm going to show up on time. I'm going to finish the job. I'm going to do it right. But that first opportunity, I can't lie, I was scared. You go into it like, yeah. Okay.
Did people think you were kind of crazy? They're like, dude, you spent all this money on this degree. You're in pharmaceuticals.
People thought I was crazy. People still do. My friends are like, "You're gonna do what now? You're gonna go be a mover?"
Yeah, a mover.
That's me. I'm gonna use my college education, and I want to go move folks.
At what point did you have the ability to start hiring people and really building it bigger than probably what you anticipated?
Yeah, pretty early on. It's almost going on 3 years, and three of the individuals that I hired within the first month still work for me.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
They're leaders at within what we do. They've blossomed. They've done a great job. Probably the hardest thing that folks told me from the beginning is it's going to be very hard to find dependable help. It always is in a labor-intensive industry. And I found that doing the right thing by people, treating people the right way, communicating, and just getting them to buy into it. We're not an established company. We're building. So every impression you're making is a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting that opportunity, I think it was challenging. It was challenging. Between the 15 guys that we have working full-time and then the three that we have within the support staff, it took some bumps and bruises to get there. But for the most part, we've never had anyone that quit. And I think that's a testament to our leadership and the fact that they see us growing and they see, based on other experiences they've had with work and labor intensive, that we are trying to be different.
Yeah. We're
trying to be just us, trying to make it smooth, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome that you had that experience as a camp counselor and within the YMCA and stuff. And even Richard Branson, he says that, the customers don't come first, it's the employees. You have to build that family so that they're happy, so that they'll
absolutely
the customers feel that and go through that. Well, let's talk a little bit about Smooth Move. You mentioned some of the places that you serve, the areas, but what are all the areas that you guys serve?
Okay, so we when we first started out, we were fully licensed for any move that began or in the state of South Carolina. And then last November, we became fully licensed in the state of North Carolina. So we can service any area in North Carolina or South Carolina. And then outside, we regionally, we go all over. We focus mostly on York County, and I would say 90% of all the moving and storage we do is within York County. But even since last November, we've seen a tremendous amount of growth just north, like northwest of Charlotte. And we've started
like
to go there.
Like Gastonia and stuff like that? Yeah.
So we're in Waxhaw, we're in Gastonia. We are in Concord, we're in Denver, North Carolina, Dallas, North Carolina, All the different places that you can think of. We go pretty much anywhere. We've been as far north as Boston, we've been as far west as Waco, Texas, been far south as Florida Keys. So if folks, there's definitely pros and cons of using a local mover. What we have to offer and how we have to charge is all regulated by the Public Service Commission for any kind of moves that happen within the state of South Carolina. And then it really just depends on past experiences that folks have had with movers. Some folks can use a big moving company and they like the fact that they're able to provide a full service move, come in, pack everything, move, store it. And they're not really concerned with the timeline, but we find that most of the time when we're moving somebody on a distance move, they may have had a negative experience with a bigger company, either based on I had a crew that loaded me, but the crew that unloaded me was different, or I had to store my items in an area that I never got to visit, and that's just question marks. So we do our best to kind of eliminate those question marks and per the guidelines to be able to streamline a process where we can pack, load, drive, unload using the same crew of guys and do it in a much shorter time period. And I think it's definitely a positive for folks when they get to work with the guys for 2 or 3 or 4 days and they're familiar with them and they see the camaraderie amongst them and they just feel more comfortable and at ease. Because most of the time, from what you'll either read online or what you've heard from maybe even someone or even possibly experienced for yourself, is it's all well and good when my stuff gets put on a truck, but then there's just a lot of unknown until I see it again.
Yeah.
So we just do our best to try and eliminate that unknown and make people feel... comfortable with what we're doing.
So when you say license, are you talking about just like a regular business license, or is there like a mover's license that you need to have?
Yes, sir. So we we're regulated as a by the Public Service Commission. So we are actually a regulated utility within the state.
Oh, okay.
So we have a business license for operating within York County, but we don't have to have a specific business license for every county we go into. All of that kind of falls under federal regulations.
Okay.
But it all depends. If you ever look on those, ever look on a box truck or any of those big carriers, you'll see that their doors in the back of their trucks have all type of different numbers on them, and most of those numbers are pertaining to where they're licensed and where they originated from and where they can and can't go.
Gotcha. All right. So, what exactly are the services that you guys offer? You've mentioned a lot of different things, but kind of break that down. And what all do you guys offer?
So we offer anything that can happen from a moving or storage standpoint, or even just labor-only services. We have, within the containers, we're able to do a lot from, Lord willing, this hurricane doesn't do too much damage, but in the event that there is some damage done and there's some flooding done, we can come drop a container at your residence, whether it be for short-term or long-term. We don't need a moving truck. I can bring 2 or 3 guys over there, and we can pack up your belongings, put them in there, get that wood, get those floors, get those walls redone, come set it back up. That's kind of on the minimum side of things, but we also have the ability where if you're wanting to move to, let's say, Atlanta, Georgia, we could come in, pack all your belongings, inventory all of it, label all those boxes accordingly, move it to you to Atlanta, unload it, unpack it, put it exactly where it needs to go, and that really falls under the full service move. And
is literally like someone saying, I'm not doing anything.
That's it.
That's brave right there. Do you guys get a lot of that?
On the distance moves you do, when you get folks that mostly, if they're getting moved for work, they usually get some kind of per diem or stipend for it to be able to do it, and they put it towards doing that. I mean, it makes sense. I think that's probably one of the most stressful parts of the process of moving, is just getting started with packing, and that's the number one thing I hear. I never realized I had so much stuff.
So much stuff. The day my parents moved out of their house, that attic. The attic in the garage, man. She was... My garage is a mess too. I might just throw everything out.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I always tell folks. If I had to get an estimate for a young lady who was moving to Arizona, and said I almost think it might be better just buying new furniture than paying all the way to go to Arizona and back. But it just depends. It all depends on what kind of experience people have. But from a storage standpoint, we can offer climate controlled or non climate controlled, whether it be short term or long term.
Now, are these units that are somewhere, or are these part of the pods that you're dropping off?
So the actual containers we have, we store in our 13,000 square foot warehouse off Dave Lyle Boulevard, which is all climate controlled. And then we have non-climate controlled units at our other facility, which is off of John T. Roddy Circle, which is where we originally started. And then we also work with a number of different facilities within the area. If folks just want to go the traditional route of us loading their items on a truck and then putting it into storage and keeping it there, it really all kind of depends on the volume. We like to be able to offer people options. And the cornerstone of a lot of our success is that 90% of every move we do or any kind of service we provide, we come and do an on-site estimate and let folks know that we're here to offer options for y'all for what makes sense, because your move might not be the same as the other three moves that we did that day, but we need something that's tailored to what y'all specifically want, because it does change. So many things are unknowns with closings, with dates, with banks, and everything else that's involved with it.
It really is, man. We had a client this weekend. We had a closing delayed because of the hurricane, and we were on the listing side, but the buyer is just in a real pickle. Like, she had all her stuff. I think she had it all, her boys loaded it all on a U-Haul for her or whatever, and now they're stuck because we can't close. So all her stuff's sitting on this truck, and it's probably like in the driveway of her apartment complex or something.
Right.
So it, yeah, all your stuff being, that can be a,
we gotta avoid
weird,
that
lonely place.
Yeah. Gotta give us a call so we can avoid that, so we can at least keep it, we can lock it and keep it secure.
I'm like, you know who you should have called? You should have called Smooth Move.
That's right.
Now, labor only, is that where instead of having your friends load up the U-Haul, you have them do it, or do they bring your truck to you?
Absolutely. So most of the time with the labor-only services, we get those options where somebody's rented a box truck, whatever size it may be. It also falls under if somebody needs a piano moved, somebody needs a gun safe moved. It really just falls under the category of any time we can provide a professional service where we don't use our own truck to transport it.
Yeah. You guys do pool tables?
We do pool tables. We usually contract out most of the stuff there. Grand pianos and pool tables are items that we contract to other local providers.
How do you guys typically come up with your rates? Is that by the furniture or square footage of the house or what?
It's so everything we do is by the hour in terms of the services that we provide. Everything we do with a truck is by the day. Anything we do with storage, if it's short term, is by the night. And anything past three nights is by the month. What we do for rates is we actually, being a regulated service by the Public Service Commission, is we actually have a tariff that we have to submit every year. And that establishes what our rates of what we are going to charge and what we say we're going to charge. It's funny, though, it changes by the state. So how we charge in South Carolina is different than how we have to charge in North Carolina. But if we moved you from Rock Hill to Charlotte, that doesn't fall under a regulated move by either of those states. That's regulated federally. So how it gets charged is different. So we got all type of different forms, all different ways we have to estimate. And what you find in North Carolina, if you're moving from Charlotte, say from Charlotte to Concord, it is legally required that you have to get an on-site estimate, and you have to choose how you want that estimate performed. Do you want it to be a non-binding to exceed? Does it need to be a binding contract? So those are all things you have to communicate with folks to make sure that they know what their options are prior to the day of the move. And it just all comes down to communication, which is what allows our support staff, our operations manager, our two administrative assistants. They do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, but if we wouldn't be anywhere close to where we were without those two young ladies and that gentleman. They get it done every day.
Well, I mean, when stuff, we talked about closings being canceled and stuff. I mean, you guys got to be on that too, like, because people need to know what day they're moving in and what day they're moving out, and that affects how your business operates. I mean, is that
absolutely,
how challenging is that?
It's all, I think it all just goes into letting know, it's all about communicating what expectations are and knowing exactly what our procedures and processes are. So from the very beginning, we give literature so that folks know they can get in touch with us. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, text, email, phone, whatever it is. We let folks know we're here to be able to provide the best experience for you, but there is some responsibility in communicating as best as you possibly can. What's been great about the area growing is that there's plenty of storage facilities, and there's always plenty of U-Haul, budget, Penske places.
So yeah,
it's just a matter of being able to be responsive and knowing that everything's not going to go great. And that's a part of operations in any kind of business, is planning for the unknown. So we always just communicate to folks, and it happened three times this week with just the rain.
Yeah.
So now, hey, we're going to have to put your truck in the warehouse. It's going to be locked. It's going to be under surveillance. And as soon as this weather cooperates, we're going to come get you taken care of. And when stuff like that happens, their bill doesn't change, because that stuff nobody can control. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been an added bonus for a lot of people, is that there's no surprises when they operate with Smooth Move on the end. When it comes to the bill, we let them know from very early on, this is a ceiling of what's going to happen. If you're able to do what you say you're going to do and we do what we're going to do, this should be it. Shouldn't be a surprise for you.
You guys do commercial too, right? I mean, what's the difference between residential and commercial? How's that business look?
Commercial is, to tell you the truth, it's something we usually do when it's kind of our off season.
Okay.
We're able to offer, I think we did 6 moves on Main Street in Rock Hill last year alone. There's a lot of progress and a lot of things going on with some of those spaces. So it is different, and there's a lot of those is, when you do a commercial move, there is a lot of sensitive information, so just need to make sure that everybody's on the same page with what their expectations are, because there may be 10 employees working in a commercial facility, but their responsibility to being moved is completely different to their responsibility if it's their house being moved.
Yeah.
So it's just a communication with folks, hey, this is what I need. I know it's not necessarily your responsibility, but in order for us to be successful, these personal items, these things need to be boxed up. Any sensitive information needs to be marked accordingly. So it's just kind of, again, just communicating, hey, this is what we need to get done. This is the timeline of getting it done. But when we do commercial moves, there's a lot of hand trucks and a lot of boxes.
Yeah, man, those desks.
And desks are heavy.
Oh, jeez. So tell me about your learning curve. I mean, you're talking about licenses and insurance and tariffs and all this sort of stuff. I mean, are those things that you expected when you got into the business, or how's your life as an entrepreneur kind of blossomed?
No, it changes. It changes every day. Between audits, you have to make sure everything from the DMV, from the DOT, to the training, to making sure your documentation is on record and on point. So I had to grow up fast with it. I found that just getting the operational side of things from 7 to 5, a lot of folks think, all right, you know, this is just it. You know, we're going to go do these moves and then that's the end of the day. And I found out pretty early that's not the case. You have to stay on top of things. And really kind of our mantra is show me, don't tell me at Smooth Move. And it really is. There's a lot of showing that has to go on between different agencies that come in and regulate. And most of the time, it's a surprise visit. So you better make sure what your documentation and your trucks are marked. And
so who audits you? The DOT?
DOT does. You get the Federal Motor Commission that will come and audit you, make sure that your logbooks for your drivers, your paperwork, your medical records for everybody, all your drivers. Then you have the insurance side of thing, which is always fun, because that's one thing that is the difference between hiring a licensed mover and going on Craigslist, is that we are licensed, insured, and bonded, and we have to have proof of that. It's something that I always communicate to folks if they're getting multiple estimates. Everybody should be able to email you over their proof of insurance. If they can't do that, you're taking a chance.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be a awful, awful phone call. Like if the truck was in an accident and somebody and the mover didn't have insurance, or that is a crazy risk that I never really even thought about, even as a realtor.
It is. And I didn't even think about it. It was a 27-year-old when I started this. It's like, oh, we just got to go move and be good at it.
Yeah.
So much. Lots of stuff going on with that. It's in the details. It's the little things.
Yeah, crazy for sure. All right, Reed. Well, I'm going to give you another minute. Maybe just take us home a little bit. Give us a quick recap. And tell us how people can get in touch with you and how they can reach out to Smooth Move.
Absolutely. Well, again, just super appreciative of the opportunity to come out here and share our story, a little bit of background. We found that mostly amongst some of the older community here in York County, they don't rely on the internet as much as this younger generation has. So we're very traditional in the fact that we like to speak on the phone and we like to meet in person. If we come out, we do on-site estimates, again, from 90% of the moves that we do, and either myself or our administrative assistant or operations manager come out and really tailor fit a game plan. And we can get reached by phone at 803-366-6683, which is really just 803-366-MOVE.
I saw that.
To try and make it easy.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then everything with the website is just gosmoothmove.com. And you can go there. You can actually fill out some inquiries, fill out some any kind of information you need, and it'll direct all your contact information to us. And as soon as that happens, that's kind of how the process of getting on our books has started. It's a lot of follow-up. It's a lot of, hey, you know, your move date's approaching. Just want to make sure everything's still in line. And if you're really getting an email address and a phone number for someone, we're going to bother you. We want to bother you in a good way just to make sure we're getting taken care of and that there's no surprises. But, yeah, moving forward, we're really excited about how much York County's growing and how much we can offer for customers. We found that our portable containers really do offer a lot of flexibility for folks. And I found that anytime you're able to load things one time, touch things one time, and then unload them, it always decreases the chance of any kind of mistakes happening. And I think it gives folks peace of mind because it gives them the opportunity for a container to either get loaded by themselves or have the option to do a labor-only service, and we come out and provide that, or just provide for specific items, for heavy items, because we find that for most residents with our containers, they most of the time need two for the volume that they have, and most folks feel pretty good about getting a hand truck from a U-Haul or a Penske or a Budget and doing the boxes themselves and then trusting the professionals to protect and wrap with their furniture. So I think the outlook for portable containers and what that offers flexibility-wise and just peace of mind for people is definitely something that moving forward is going to be a huge part of our business.
No doubt about it, man. Well, Reed Hovis, smooth move. I appreciate you coming on the Jones Zone,
well,
man.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I hope the Jones Zone and all its listeners out there are able to stay safe through this inclement weather.
Yes, no doubt about it, man. All right, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.